Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we were talking about how sad it is that the world is so much more dedicated to their gods than the average Christian is to the Lord. Let's start the week with that thought. When you think of what he did in paying our penalty and what he left to come and pay our penalty, and then how he gives himself to keep a human body throughout all eternity as Jesus Christ, God the Son. That kind of love. And we get upset because the church still has two services on Sunday and even a Sunday school and a Wednesday night service. You think that's too much? Oh, my friend. Get back to loving God. Get back to knowing who He is. Get back to serving Him. He loves you. My friend, do you believe in the love of God? And allowing that kind of love to be in you, to let Him love through you? You see, we see not only the perception of His love, but it is also by the performance of His love through us that as a result of His love and His example to us, we learn to love others, allowing Him to love them through us. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow in His steps. Isn't it interesting that the disciples thought it to be an undeserved honor to be counted worthy to suffer for His sake? And yet we read in Acts chapter 5 that after they are beaten, they came back and rejoiced. That they were actually counted worthy to deserve stripes. They were counted worthy by men to think they deserve stripes for the cause of Christ. So it says, for even here too were ye called, because Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow His steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in His mouth. Oh, what an example that He left for us. Isn't it interesting how the world can be more dedicated to their gods than we can be to the actual Lord God? You know, I think it's interesting that we see that man has made a god out of so many things. He's made a god out of sports. Back in the late 70s, throughout the 80s, early 80s, mid 80s, there was a NFL football player by the name of Walter Payton. I don't know much about Walter Payton's spiritual life. I really don't know if he's a saved man or not. And he may have been. But his life was really dedicated to his craft, football. There are many fans that just follow people like a Walter Payton and others. But Walter Payton paid the price to be what he was in football. Let me just read an excerpt from a book that says it this way. You need to see Walter Payton work out to believe it. He used to like to insist, though with a twinkle in his eye, that he never worked out with weights. Indeed, he rarely did if anyone else was present. But I once saw the weights in his house. If he bench-pressed what was on the bar, he would have been at a world-class level for his weight. I never saw him run Suicide Hill in Mississippi, where he enjoyed running his contemporaries into the ground. The hill consisted of rock and cinder and dirt, and it just seemed to go straight up. He would tell visiting teammates that he worked out up there. "How do you get up there?" they'd ask. And he'd say, "I'll race you." "You don't drive a four-wheeler up there?" "No. No need to." And he would take off running, digging, charging, slipping, sliding, pushing, and straight up. A few seconds later, he would see the challenger starting out, falling, skinning, scraping himself, and getting up again. And then Walter would kind of cackle out, "My two to your one." "What? I'll go up and down and back before you go up once. I'll do it twice." Well, they all waved him off that tried, and they'd just leave. They wasn't going to try it. He would drive to the local high school, and he parked his car strategically in the grass near one end of the track. He would do pull-ups, sit-ups, push-ups, and other calisthenics to break a sweat, which is not easy when you're in that kind of shape as he was in. Then he would begin running, first a quarter or a half mile hard, then wind sprints while still recovering from the distance run. Then he'd sprint 100 and 100. He would jog. Then he would sprint 100. And then jog 100, and so on. He would keep this up, truly sprinting and working on every other 100 until he was nearly unconscious. When he finished what he felt to him was like his last flying 100, he would walk once more and then begin an all-out quarter-mile sprint. Now, we're talking about a massive muscle here that is into oxygen debt and suffering. The muscles are throbbing and twitching. His face is contorted. The body is heaving itself around the track as fast as it can go. And even to a superstar like Walter Payton, that car seemed to get further and further away as he approached. His vision would blur. His head would pound. His lungs would gasp. And he forced his legs to pump. Any other athlete anywhere, I'm convinced, even Ironman triathletes, would have been run into the ground by then. The last 10 steps are unconscious. The body lurches and stumbles next to the car. He lets it do his own recovery, regardless how he lands. He's out, breathing heavily, sweating profusely, unable to move a muscle. He comes to in about 20 seconds. "Are you sitting down for this?" He jogs another quarter mile before going home. Trainers who saw him do this told him he was crazy, that he had overworked, that the last half of his workout was redundant, and as harmful as it was helpful. But what was his goals? To lead the NFL in rushing, total yardage, reception yardage, and touchdowns, and be named to the Pro Bowl, and then play so well the next year that he would be named the Comeback Player of the Year. Well, everyone who heard him say that thought it was a great joke. It may have sounded funny, but Peyton wasn't smiling. That's what you call a man of commitment. I'm ashamed to report to this audience I have lacked that commitment in my spiritual life. Oh, what a shame that a man would be as dedicated to that, more dedicated to that than we as Christians are to God. And yet the love that God has and the reward far exceeds anything Walter Peyton could have ever received in this life. Walter Peyton died, I believe, in his 40s or 50s, long after he had retired. And all the millions that he made, he did not take one penny with him. Was he saved? I don't know. I'd have a hard time knowing the Lord as I know him now, and playing sports on Sunday and keeping people out of God's house. I don't know if he was saved, but I tell you what, he had a commitment that if football was his God, he had a commitment to his God that's greater than the commitment that many Christians had to their own God. So, we've seen that in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8, let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but was made in the likeness of men. He humbled himself as a man. Being found in the form as man, he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now, we read those verses, but now look at verses 8 through 10 here in Philippians chapter 3. He says, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung. Now, if you will excuse me on this for just a moment, all the gain of this world, things like Walter Peyton gained with his millions and his sports and his Hall of Fame career, championship, I mean, so many great accolades of man that he received.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.